Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, he's there. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. Everything he's ever told you before this morning, he's lied. But you shall have peace. You shall have joy. You shall enjoy the fruit of your labor. And mother, the devil is a liar. Your sons and your daughters shall be saved, set free, and delivered. Because when he shook your belly, the Bible says that the fruit of your womb is blessed. Oh, you need to speak it out of your mouth right now. Say it now. Because the Lord has shaken me again, I'm alive in my spirit. I'm alive in my mind. I'm alive to the things of God. The word of God is coming alive in me right now. I'm alive. I shall not die, but live to declare the glory of God. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad. Come on, alive in your spirit. Hey, come on. Oh, I feel it. I feel like I'm calling somebody from a deep cave this morning. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, the Lord got your hand. He's leading. Depression from yesterday. Thank you, Jesus. He's leading you out of your prison sheets. He's leading you out of every defeat. The devil is a liar. The devil. He's shaking me again. Hey! Come alive! I command your spirit to come alive. Na 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 na. Oh, ra ra ma sha na ra ma. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You're going through this day with the victory. You're going through this day with power. You're going through this day under the anointing. You're not going through defeated. Wherever you are, woman, wherever you are, man, woman, if you're in the kitchen with the children, while you're fixing the breakfast, while you're combing your hair, while you're putting your clothes on, man, stop right there and give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give God the glory. Because when praise walking on the track this morning. Hey, you on the exercise equipment today. He's shaking you again. He's shaking you again. The Lord God Almighty, He's shaking you again. Hey, hey. Oh, I know you can feel it. 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 I know you can feel the glory of the Lord. I know the Lord is speaking to you this morning. Oh God, that man in the prison, that woman behind the prison door, the devil may have thought he got you incarcerated, but the devil ain't got your mind, the devil ain't got your spirit. There's freedom in the spirit. Hey, come along, come along. He's right there, he's right there, he's right there. He's shaking you again. Again, shake us again, every church, shake us again, every hospital, only you can, shake us again, shake us again, shake us again, only you can.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Shaking us again.
Yes,
good morning, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Good morning, ADM.
Yes, hallelujah, God.
Good morning to our pastors, Lakeisha and Temple Spencer. Good morning to my wife, Sister Smith. Good morning to Pastor Carol, to the motherboard, to the intercessors, to the youth, to our deacon board, to all of our ABM members, men, women, and children. Good morning. Praise God. I hope that you had a blessed, prosperous, and very good Thanksgiving, giving God the praise and the thanks on yesterday. And now, He has allowed us to be here one more time. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia. Good morning, USA partners. Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and to the Caribbean island chain. I bid all of you a blessed good morning. Praise God. Isn't it something to be in the land of the living one more time? To give God the thanks, to give God the glory, to give God the honor? Praise God. For it is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. So we say this morning, Holy Spirit, come on in to each and every one of us. Have your perfect will in your perfect way. You have access. You have access, Holy Spirit. So come on in and bless us now. From the crown of our head to the sole of our very feet. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I feel him. The Holy Spirit is here right now. Hey, Yerabasha. He's here right now. Glory, hallelujah. Receive. Receive. Receive him right now. Praise God. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming and attending to us, your people, the sheep of your pastor. Have your way right now. Have your way. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Morning, Smith. Father God, in the name of... First, I come give you an honor who's the head of my life. The Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple. Pastor Smith. Pastor Carol, in the name of Jesus. Prophet Jackie, Prophet Idell, each and every one this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come back to your throne once more on this blessed day, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory and all the praises in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, this morning that you begin to shake us, and let us begin to rise, and give you all the glory, God. We thank you, God. You woke us up this morning, God. That's enough to say thank you. You woke us up this morning. That's enough to raise our hands. You woke us up this morning. That's enough, God, to let us look towards the hill with coming our help. Realize, God, all our help coming from in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask that you touch, God, everyone, God, this morning, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you let them see a different view this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, let them to see what you have done for them. Let them see how you made ways out of no ways for them, God. Let them see that you hear them this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So let us all arise this morning. Hey, glory to God. Let us all rise this morning, God, with a positive attitude in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Thank you for your divine healing in the name of Jesus, God. Let us look around, God, and realize somebody on the flat of their bed can't get up and open their mouth to praise you. Somebody can't lift their hands up this morning. But let them realize that they have breath in their body, the activities of their limb, huh? Let them begin to praise you, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Let them realize, God, whatever the situation is, if we would just truly turn it over to you, you'll work it out. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, God, God, when we laid down last night, God, we had our minds on you, and when you blow breath into our vessels, we still had our minds on you. So we say thank you this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, because you kept us sound mind last night. You kept our household just fine, God. When we woke up, everything was just the same. And that's enough to say thank you again in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you created us a clean heart this morning, God. You renew the right spirit within us, God. Oh, God, if we said anything or did anything to anybody, God, let us come to repentance in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift every ministry up to you, God, this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, every teacher, every prophet, in the name of Jesus, God. God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God. Let them stay up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down. Let them cry loud like a trumpet this morning. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you how you're still purging us, God. Cleansing us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We lift up our family members up to you, God. We thank you, Haruloboshe. What you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Haruloboshe, that you're saving, delivering, setting the captain free, God. We thank you for the peace that is in our home, God. When it was time, when it wasn't nothing but confusion and construction. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, Haruloboshe, God. Somebody right now, Haruloboshe, God, is in a fresh move, God. Oh, but we plead the blood over depression. In the name of Jesus, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over bipolar this morning, God. Every middle stage, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that you continue to keep your little ones, God. Shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to order our footsteps. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry out to you, God. Hey, glory to God. We cry out this morning, God, for the ones that is in the orphan home, God. Shield and protect them, each under the shape. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we lift the one that's up in the old folk home, the high rise of the God. Oh, Roboche, God. They might be all about shot. Oh, God, we pray, God, if there's anyone, God, that need to be saved this morning, deliver them and set them free. In the name of Jesus, God, shield and protect him. In the name of Jesus, God, let us all realize, God, it's time to rise above the circumstances. It's time to cry out to Jesus, knowing that he'll fix any situation. He still can deliver you and set your soul free. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, don't let us be so lazy in your unlivable spirit realm, God, that we can't get up and begin to pray for somebody else, God. Roboche, that's in need. Let us realize, Roboche, look before about your circumstances and look at somebody else in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us, Roboche, Roboche, God. Let us stop whining and complaining. In the name of Jesus, Roboche, let us look at how blessed we are. In the name of Jesus, God, let us realize we got the activities of our realm. We might be, some of us might be moving a little slow, but yet and still, let us give God the glory, because it could be a mistake that we couldn't move it out. Hey, glory to God. We thank you this morning, God. We give you the praise to the Roboche, God. Continue to mold up, see, come to Roboche. Continue to stretch up, see, come to Roboche. May not feel good, but it's all for us good. It's under the Roboche, God. We thank you this morning for what you're doing, God. In the name of Jesus, God. So I say this morning, God, let your fire burn. Burn in the kinds of emotion. Let the fire come out of our sign of emotion, even through the foes, God. Oh, let your fire burn through the emotion, God. In the name of Jesus, God, the emotion, God. Burn us like never before, God. Burn us, see, let your fire burn, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Holy Spirit, because we realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but one thing that we know, God, we can do all things through you that strengthen us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue to be a mind regulator for us, God. Let our minds be on spiritual things, God. The things that are coming of you, God. Love and peace and a sound mind, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bind up busy bodies this morning. Haruloboshe, God. We bind up corruption mind this morning, God. Haruloboshe, God. We bind up gospel this morning. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us, Haruloboshe, God. Let us stand straight up, God, with our shoulders squared back, knowing that the eight under the witness of God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us tell somebody that we love them, God. And as we tell them that we love them, let them feel the love of Jesus out of the ocean, God. The love that you have put in us this morning, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to encourage somebody. Encourage somebody to go to the shop. Don't think they can make it anymore. Somebody that don't turn their back on God. Let them know he's still there for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, come forth and let him wash it. And when you hear him call your name, don't turn a deaf ear. Come forth in the name of Jesus. Let them lead you and guide you. We realize we can't do nothing of our own. But if we let God come in, hallelujah, and begin to lead us and guide us, hallelujah, and teach us, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. It's hallelujah, God. These things we ask right now in the name of the Father and then the Son and the hallelujah, and the Holy Ghost this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're welcome, Lord. You're welcome, Lord, into our lives. Let the fire burn, Holy Spirit. Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn. Hallelujah. Let it burn, Lord God. Let it burn, let it burn. Everything, Lord God, that's unlike you, Lord God. Let it burn, Lord. Burn it away, Father. Everything, Lord God, that's contaminating us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Yaraba Shandara, you say that it will shut up. Let it burn, Lord God. Let it burn, Father. Cleanse us, oh Lord. Right now, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. With your cleansing power. With your anointing power. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Yay, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh God, we thank you. Oh Father, as we go into our closet, oh God, to set still, Lord God, to seek you, Lord God, have your way right now. You have access, Father God. You have total access, Father God. Oh glory, hallelujah. And we surrender all, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that's unlike you, Lord God. Take it up right now, oh God. Move it up right now, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Burn it out right now, Lord God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We don't need it, oh God. Excess baggage, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Nothing to hold us back, Lord. Oh, God. Freedom, Lord. Freedom, Lord God. Oh, freedom, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Right now, Holy Spirit. Attend to us, Lord God. Your people, Lord God. Touch every man right now. Every woman right now. Every child and youth right now, Holy Spirit. Have your perfect will and way in the name of Jesus. God, touch every home right now, Lord God. Touch every marriage, Lord God. Holy Spirit, right now. Stir the gift right now, Holy Spirit. We need to stir it, oh God. Right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Our thought pattern. Our talk pattern. Our walk pattern, oh God. Yes, Lord. Burn it out, Lord God. Burn it out. Oh God. Move it right now. In the name of Jesus. Yay, Gloria Rabashanda. Oh God, we just cry out to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Have your way. Today, Lord God. Today, Lord God. We rejoice in you, Lord God. We rejoice in our salvation, Lord God. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his blood. We thank you for his sacrifice, Lord God. Oh, pardon your children, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You. Holy
thank
Spirit.
You, Lord.
Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Around this globe.
Thank
in every
you,
country.
Lord. Yes.
In every city, in every town.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, have your way. Right now. On your people, Lord God.
Yes.
Restore, Father God.
Yes.
Restore, Lord God. Restore your people, Lord God. Father God, that we'll come before you. And that we'll bow down, oh God. And we'll humble ourselves and give you praise, honor, glory, and thanks for everything, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For we know, Lord God, this is an acceptable time that we come before you, Lord God, in adoration and praise, oh God, for being our Lord and our God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. For saving us, delivering us, setting us free, Lord God. Oh, glory. We thank you for freedom, Lord. We thank you for freedom. God, as you burn those things out of us, oh God, that we become free, oh God, in you. In the name of Jesus, Yerubosanda. Yerubosanda, I said, Yerubosanda. Yerubosanda, I said, Yerubosanda. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Burn, Holy Spirit, burn right now.
Yes,
burn
yes.
A newness in us, oh God, through your Holy Spirit. Have your way, Oh God, have your way. And renew us, oh God, the right man in us, oh God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, put us with one accord on you, Lord God. Let our minds be like-minded like Jesus. Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we praise you. Glorify you and magnify your holy name now. Holy Spirit, we thank you.
Thank you
for your presence.
Yes, Lord.
For your burning, consuming fire.
Jesus, yes.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your
way.
Lord God, somebody needs you right now. Today, oh God.
Yes.
Renew them, oh God. Renew the right man in them. Renew their heart, Lord God. Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, you have your way. Holy Spirit, you have access. Total access. We surrender all.
Yes.
Holy Spirit. We thank you. And we praise you now.
Yes.
Glory be to your name. Thank you,
Lord.
Because of that Trinity, the Father, the Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, God, we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you for working in us, Lord God.
Lord, thank
we thank you.
Thank you, Lord
God. And we thank you that you withhold no good thing from us, oh God. Because you are Father. And you attend to us.
Yes, Lord.
Each and every day. So, Holy Spirit, have your way. Right now. Right now. In somebody. in all of us right now. In Jesus' name. Fix it, Lord God. Fix it, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
somebody needs fixing, oh God. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Fix them, Lord. Fix their spirit, man. Oh, glory be to God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Right now.
Oh,
fix marriages.
Yes, Lord.
Fix family.
Hey. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Lord God, fix home.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory. And Holy Spirit, rescue. Rescue any young people, youth, Lord God, that may be out on a limb today. Rescue them right now, Holy Spirit. Oh, bring them back, Lord God. Like the prodigal son, Lord God. Bring them back home, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Right now, have your way. Have your way, Lord God. Oh, glory be to God. And Holy Spirit, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for everything and all things. Those little things, those in-between things, those great big things, Lord God. Everything that you do, Lord God. And right now, Lord God, as you fix it, those things, Lord God, no matter how small and minute, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we praise you now. We thank
you
for the mother and the prayer, Lord God, that went forward. We thank you, Lord God, that you've touched every area, Father God, to heal, to deliver, and to set free. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Somebody tell the Lord thank you, because he's worthy of all our praise.
Amen.
He's worthy of all of the honor. And you know something else? He's worthy of all of the glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. If it had not been for Jesus on our side, where would we be?
Amen.
On today. Praise God. But because he loves us so, he attends to us. Praise God. Stay in the presence. Stay in the presence. Stay before the Lord, seeking his face, giving him thanks, giving him praise. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. For when we see his face, praise God, we can say hallelujah. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. We've made it. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We wish that none perish, but come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ on today. Oh, bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're not where you are in the Lord on today, if you slipped a little bit, praise God. God is there for you. Praise God. If you backslid, God is there for you. He said, I am married to the backslider.
Hey,
come on back
to God. Amen.
Come on back in the fold. We need you back in there. Your family. We love you. God loves you too. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And don't worry because such little offense overtakes you, but take it to the altar to Jesus in prayer. He will meet you there, and he will take it off of your hands. Praise God. So that you can move on in alignment and be in position to be used by God.
Amen.
Somebody, somewhere, God has, amen, their name to come by you so that you can be a help. Praise God.
Yes.
Paul said, don't look down on a man unless you lifted him up. Praise God.
Amen.
Help to lift your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your children, your co-worker, your business partner, to help to lift somebody up, praise God, towards Jesus. He's on the main line. He's on the main line. Let them know that they can call him up 24/7, and he'll be there. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. I rebuke that doubt right now in the name of Jesus. He'll be right there.
Yes,
he'll be right there. Just trust him. Just trust him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, glory be to his name. God, we thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We're going to move on a little bit now. And I had a few nuggets, praise God, that I would like to share with all of us. Amen.
Man.
Because, you know, the word is good all by itself, but basically what we do with the word. Amen. We get the word and we take action. Amen. And the word that I have for today is trusting God's gifts. Amen. Praise God. When you tell people that the Holy Spirit is a gift from God for them, some folks look at you like you're crazy. They think anything dealing with the word ghost, amen, puts them into fear, amen. But the Holy Spirit, it says, is one in the Trinity, Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the Greek, Holy Spirit is pneuma, praise God. But God did not give us a spirit of fear. Oh, no, he didn't. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:7. So why are some fearful? A couple of reasons come to mind, praise God. One, the individual not truly saved or not saved. Praise God. They haven't sold out. Amen. Two, allow the flesh to inhabit or take on the fear. Praise God. And three, and there could be more, feel the Holy Spirit not for them. And may say, it doesn't take all of that. Amen. So this is God's word concerning the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8. For you shall receive power, and after that, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Praise God. Amen. And he calls that dunamis power. Praise God. Dunamis. Amen. Acts 2:1. Day of Pentecost. They were all up in the room. Amen. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit came in like a rushing mighty wind, filled the room, and fell on every last one of them. Praise God. Luke 11:10 says to ask for the Holy Spirit. Praise God. It says, for when you ask, he'll give it. Amen.
Amen.
So if you get life insurance, you trust it will take care of you and or your family. And you trust and believe that the company will honor your policy. How much more shall you trust and believe your Father who is in heaven to take care of you and give good gifts to you? See, God said that he gives us life
and he gives it to us more abundantly, which is made, amen, to be eternally, amen, through Christ Jesus. John 14 and 26, the Comforter comes, teaches us all things, and brings all things to our remembrance. Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 30. Praise God. And I urge you to open that up and read that in its entirety. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 30. Praise God. It speaks of the gifts, amen, of the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes, amen, praise God, we're in church and having service, and the Spirit of God is moving, and we have guests, praise God, because of some of the reasons that I gave previously. And praise God, and maybe they may not be saved, the light, they have not come to the light of truth. And they see the move of God moving, praise God. And they get that fear in them because they don't know what is going on. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something. God will not hurt us in any kind of way. He is
Amen.
Our Father. Amen. We can get our natural mothers and fathers or anybody on this earth. Sooner or later, guess what? We're going to get hurt. But when
Amen.
It comes to the Almighty God, oh, bless his holy name, he gives us life, and he gives it more abundant because he is love, and he
Amen.
Shed his love upon us. Praise God.
Yes.
So he is not going to put nothing on us that we can't bear.
Amen.
And every gift that he gives is good and very good. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. I will not, I refuse to not accept any gift that God has for me because I
Amen.
Know when he gives it to me, it is elevating me to a higher level towards him. Praise God.
Amen.
That he can use me, praise God, in that particular gifting, praise God, to help somebody else. Amen.
Amen.
That I don't have to be selfish, praise God, to want it all
Amen.
For myself and not give it out.
Amen.
But every gift that God has for me, oh, glory be to God. I want it, saints. I want
Amen.
It. Praise God.
Amen.
And I'm not going to fear it. Praise God. Because I know in his word he said he will perfect us. Amen. And part of
Amen.
That is perfecting of the saints. Amen. In his
Amen.
Teachings, in his word, in his commandments, in his precepts.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. See, it's all an integrated thing. You get a little bit over here, the Lord gives you. You get a little bit over there, the Lord gives you. And as he gives it, you elevate. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But man is not going to do you like that. For the
Amen.
Word tells me, Psalm 75 says that, praise God, that God is the author of promotions. So even when you get that little promotion on your job or wherever, it was God inspired on that individual's heart. That
yeah.
boss man or supervisor, God went to the heart of that individual
Amen.
In your behalf and gave you the
oh,
favor.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Gave you
Amen.
The favor, the gifting of favor. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So I say, and I submit, don't be afraid of nothing that God has for you. Praise God on today or anytime because it's only going to make you better. Praise God. But not only that, it would help you to help somebody else along the way. Oh, bless his holy name.
Amen.
Oh, bless his holy name.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid of the gifting that God has for you. Amen. That's why each and every day, praise God, we should put that flesh under subjection. The Holy Spirit within us, the spirit man within us, should take more control and take that flesh and get lesser control. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Listen, the flesh is not going up to heaven. It's going back to the dirt from where it came.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
But it's your spirit man on the inside, praise God, that needs elevation, praise God. That needs the things of God, praise God, to take you where you need to be in God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to drive this home. We're going to drive this home until you get it. Because remember, you go to the gate, praise God, you want to be let in. You don't want to be like the five foolish virgins.
Amen.
You saw the oil, and when you got back, it was too late. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to be sad, sad, sad if you go away and come back and it's too late.
Yes, it
is. I say, and I submit, don't do it. Stick with God. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
He has the best idea. Amen. For it ain't got nothing on God. God has the best idea. Follow him. Follow him with faith. Praise God. In truth. Amen. Believing that he loves you on today.
Yes.
And that's all that matters. He loves you. Amen. And receive it. Receive it.
Yes.
Receive it. When God give it, receive it. Amen.
Amen.
And don't be afraid. Amen. God will confirm everything, praise God, that he'll do for you. He will confirm it.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But don't fear it. Don't fear it. Accept it. Amen. Grasp it. Amen. And he will bless you. Hallelujah. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Isn't that good? Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen. See, the Holy Ghost, it leads, it teaches, it guides, it comforts. Amen. And you can feel the love of God, praise God, through his Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
God. Amen.
Allow it. The Bible says don't quench the Spirit. Amen. So that means you don't bottle it up. You don't hold it. You let it go. You release. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that good on today? Amen.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what. Amen. I just know and believe, praise God, that everybody had a blessed Thanksgiving on yesterday.
Amen.
Praise God. And I know that, amen, that the food was super, super good. I know it was at my house. Amen. As they say, Sister Smith put her foot in it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And she had one of her daughters to help. Praise God.
Amen.
And I tell you, I couldn't handle it no more. I had to go somewhere and go to sleep. It was all good and very good. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And we give thanks to God for it. Amen.
Amen.
The author and the finisher of our faith. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, we thank God. We thank God.
Yes,
listen,
we do.
Don't forget the family prayer.
Amen.
Jesus is going to meet you there. When we all gather at the altar, let's not forget the family prayer. Pray for me and I'll pray for you. Praise God. And then we'll pray for those, praise God, that need the Lord in their lives, that they will come, that one will plant, one will water, and to God be the increase. Because that's what it's all about. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God. And we thank God, amen, for our pastors, Leticia and Temple Spencer, amen, on today. We thank God, we thank God, we thank God for them. Praise God.
Amen.
The spirit,
amen.
The love, amen, the giving, amen.
Amen.
Praise God for them, amen, on today. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I've been through a lot of churches internationally and stateside. Never had a pastor quite like this one. Amen.
Amen.
Most of the time, you're fighting this or you're fighting that or this is going on or that's going on. Amen. Praise God. But when you find one that's genuine, got that love and sharing and caring, for the sheep, you got to clean. You got to clean, saints. You got to clean too. Amen.
Amen.
So our pastor and our first lady, cling to them. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, and you'll be blessed. Amen.
Yeah.
You'll be highly favored. In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Will.
Oh, bless
Amen.
His name. Praise
Amen.
God. Well, this is the
Amen.
End of the week. Amen. Praise God. It's been a blessed week. Amen. Praise
yes,
God.
Has.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And just think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's
oh,
done for
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And give him the praise. Giving him
Amen.
Thanks for all things and everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we
Amen.
Do the things of God that he's requested and required for us to do, we'll see how blessed, amen, that we are. Amen.
Amen.
For following
Amen.
You. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Well, don't forget. Amen. Don't forget. Sunday. Sunday. Praise God. For the leaders, you know what we have at 10 a.m. Be there and be on time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Got to get the training in. Praise God.
Yes.
Unless the pastor and the prophet change it, we know where we're supposed to be on time. God bless
Amen.
You. Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Well, at this time, I don't know if the pastor's going to come with some parting remarks for the weekend. Praise God. But get somebody by the hand, bring them to church on Sunday, 11 a.m., 1325, Virginia Avenue. Praise God. Amen. Bring them.
Amen.
Amen. And at this time, amen, praise God, I believe somebody's trying to come in, and it is our pastor, and we're going to open the line to our pastor. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless all of you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Helen, Mother Jackson. God bless everyone. You know, I don't even want to go down through the list. I'll mess up in a minute. You know, God bless you all. I really don't have anything to say. Pastor Smith, you always been led by the Holy Ghost and give a right now word and different things. And be honest with you, you know, what you shared this morning, everything you be sharing is be of God. It just be the place where God have the body of Christ. It don't be just a word for ADM or just for one individual. It's for the body of Christ. And he is trying to get you all to condition with the Holy Ghost. And the reason why, because the Holy Ghost, if God finna start in 2018, we finna see a domino effect in the body of Christ to where not only will God finna start, he already started, but he finna start shedding ministry. Other words, he finna start pulling the moisture out of ministries that who he don't fire and who he don't set to aside. And if you don't recognize the Spirit of God in the house, you will surely be strayed away to individuals that are representing God, but yet God is not representing them. Amen. And what Pastor Smith is saying, God is just more preparation that what he's finna get ready to do. Understanding the Holy Ghost, all these little nuggets, it's really not nuggets, be honest with you all, it's really preparation. It's preparation what God is finna get ready to do. Some of you might know it, some of you don't know it. I'm definitely going to be sharing this little point on Sunday. You know, let's get to the place where we walk with wisdom. Because you know, because sometimes us as people of God, especially when we don't been in for a long time, we'll look at something, I know it, then we don't want to hear it no more. We want to throw it away. You know, never get to the place to where I know everything or I know this or I know that. Because God will get to the place where he don't want to share nothing with you because you got the attitude or the spirit like, oh, I know this, oh, I know that. Amen? So let's get to the
Amen.
Place where we're always receiving, always learning. I look at, you know, and with God, he don't give you things and just to bore you. He always want to keep you up on your game. He always want to give you things to refresh you. And right now he is preparing us and just refreshing a lot of us. He's preparing a lot of us, you know, so we can keep continuing to walk in the Holy Ghost and understand what the job and the purpose of the Holy Ghost is here for. So let's begin to just take heed to what the Lord is saying, and let's not get to the point and just say, oh, I heard this over and over. No, even doctors and doctors and lawyers, they always go to seminars and classes and stay refreshed and stay up to date, because it's be the littlest thing that we don't miss out because we ain't practicing and we're not practicing and we ain't been mindful to where it get by us. So let's stay up. You know, well done. That's all I can say. All this week, Pastor Smith, man, y'all just, you know, that's, yeah, when I get to the place I don't say nothing, it's because the individual already said what the Spirit wanted to say. And I don't have nothing left to say outside of that. My God, well done. God bless you all. Love you all. You know, amen. Let's get back to work on Monday. We had a good turkey day. Not Monday, but Sunday. We had good feasting, eating. Let's get back to the work because God want to do some things before 2017 is out. God bless you all. God bless you.
You too, sir.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for those words and remarks. Amen. Wisdom. Amen. Take it to heart. Amen. Preparation. Take it to heart. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For everybody and everything that went forth this morning. Amen. Praise God around the world and locally here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We just speak that God will bless each and every one of you. Your households, your marriage, amen, your children, your jobs, your businesses, amen, praise God, and continue to give him the thanks and the praise for what he's doing in your life, amen.
Yes.
And then,
amen.
Again, we'll meet you on Monday evening at 7 p.m., praise God. And remember, if nobody told you on today that they love you, God loves you. And so do I. You have a God-blessed day.